This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Friday, March 20, 2009. Transformation through encouragement. The scripture is 2 Timothy 1, verse 3. I thank God, as night and day I constantly remember you in my prayers. Paul wrote a letter to young Timothy to motivate him in his ministry. Paul openly expressed his positive feelings for Timothy by sharing fond memories of him. Paul's relationship to Timothy was like that of John Wesley to William Wilberforce. For years, Wilberforce had worked to abolish the slave trade in England. The intensity of the struggle had so discouraged him that he was ready to give up. On his deathbed, Wesley heard of his friend's weariness. With trembling hand, he wrote, "Unless God has raised you up for this very thing, you will be worn out by the opposition of men and devils. But if God be for you, who can be against you? Oh, be not weary of well-doing. Go on, in the name of God and in the power of his might, till even American slavery shall vanish away before it." Wesley died 6 days later. But Wilberforce fought faithfully for 45 more years, till in 1833, only 3 days before his own death, he witnessed the abolition of slavery in Great Britain. Everyone needs an encourager. Paul encouraged Timothy as he wrote, "I long to see you so that I may be filled with joy." Today, we have opportunity to motivate others to give their all to God. Encouragement lights a fire in our soul and inspires us to work with our whole heart. So tell those around you today how much they mean to you. Would you pray with me? Father, may encouragement flow from our lips so that we may motivate those around us. We praise you for your encouraging grace, which energizes us to keep growing. Amen.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.